This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 102.
В эфире 102 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Тамара Домбровская
и Билл Скандрич.
Сегодня вы научитесь выражать восхищение и уважение по отношению к кому бы то ни было. Послушайте новые слова и выражения. Воздух.
Air.
Карьера.
Career.
Группа. В данном случае ансамбль, оркестр.
Group.
Антракт. Перерыв.
Intermission.
Давление. Нажим.
Pressure.
Восхищаться.
To admire.
Поощрять. Поддерживать.
To encourage.
Уходить на пенсию.
To retire.
Оживать.
To come to life.
Хорошо учиться.
To be academic-minded.
Замечательный, превосходный.
Admirable.
Известный, выдающийся.
Distinguished.
Находиться под глубоким впечатлением.
To be impressed.
Свежий.
Fresh.
Впечатляющий, производящий глубокое впечатление.
Impressive.
Им везет, им повезло.
They are lucky. They were lucky.
Чудесный, удивительный, изумительный.
Marvelous.
Замечательный, необыкновенный.
Remarkable.
Особый.
Special.
Захватывающий, волнующий.
Thrilling.
Живой, оживленный.
Lively.
Слушая диалог, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер с женой присутствует на концерте. Они беседуют во время антракта.
There's a 10-minute intermission. Would you like to go outside?
Yes, I would. It's too hot in here. Let's have some fresh air.
I thought they sounded very good, didn't you?
I thought so. I'm sorry Mr. Altham is retiring. He has done such a good job with the school.
Even with Alan?
Oh, come on. Alan isn't a bad musician.
But this isn't his kind of music. I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. He takes young people who aren't very interested and makes them into musicians. I really admire him.
How long has he been with the school?
Someone said he's been here for 30 years.
Has he always taught high school students?
I think so.
I've never seen anyone better than he is with young people.
You're right. Working with young people is a special talent, isn't it?
I don't think I could do it. Of course, I don't have any musical talent. I mean, I couldn't be a good teacher for children.
Why not? You're very good with our children.
But there are only two of them. I can't imagine working with a whole room full of children.
That's why Mr. Altham is impressive. Of course, we don't know what he was like 30 years ago. Maybe he wasn't very good then.
I'm sure he was. He seems so calm and steady.
But he can get excited when he needs to.
You mean musically? The first number was very lively. It was thrilling.
That's what I mean. He seems so calm, maybe even dull. But when he conducts the group, he comes to life. It's amazing, don't you think?
I think anyone who can do that with children is amazing. Should we go back inside?
Sure. We'll go slowly.
What time will the concert be over?
I suppose about 9:30, don't you?
Can we have something to eat then? I didn't have any lunch today.
Why not?
I was too busy. You know how it is at this time of year.
That's another thing I like about Mr. Altham. It's his busiest time of the year, but he's completely calm. He must work with 5 or 6 different groups.
Oh, he does. I think that's marvelous.
Do you think he ever gets angry?
Alan says he doesn't get angry.
Восхищение и уважение передаются при помощи описательных терминов с положительным оттенком. Послушайте несколько примеров.
He has done such a good job with the school.
I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. I really admire him.
He seems so calm and steady. I think that's marvelous. Alan says he doesn't get angry.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйтесь за Биллом и мной во время пауз.
I think he's remarkable.
I think he is remarkable.
He seems so calm and steady.
He seems so calm and steady.
I think that's marvelous.
I think that's marvelous.
I really admire him.
I really admire him.
He has done such a good job.
He has done such a good job.
Теперь повторим за Мартином описательные термины в составе предложения.
I think Mr. Altham is remarkable.
Remarkable.
He seems so calm and steady.
Calm and steady.
He has done such a good job with the school.
Good job. I'm going to enjoy this half even more. It's cooler now.
Besides, we'll hear more of Alan in this half.
Мартин с женой присутствует на концерте. Они болтают с соседкой.
Hi, I'm Patty Berenson. Do you remember me?
Hello. Of course I remember you. You're Darlene's mother. Martin, you remember Mrs. Berenson. It's Patty.
Yes, I remember. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Do you have a child in the group this evening? Oh, of course you must have. Darlene's in Alan's class, isn't she?
Yes, I have another daughter in the group, too. She's younger.
Alan and Darlene are so lucky to have Mr. Altham as a teacher.
Yes, before he retires. Isn't he the greatest?
We think so.
I've never seen anyone better.
He's had a distinguished career, hasn't he?
Are your children impressed?
Very much so. Darlene has been in 3 different groups. She loves him.
Darlene must be musically talented.
She is. Her sister isn't, but she likes Mr. Altham, too.
Does she say why?
He doesn't put too much pressure on the children.
That's admirable.
He wants everyone to take part, but he wants them to enjoy themselves.
That must be very difficult to do.
Yes, but he's very good at it. He knows that Darlene can do excellent work, so he pushes her.
Alan has mentioned her singing.
Yes, she's going to try singing for a career.
That's wonderful.
It's all because of Mr. Altham. He's encouraged her all the way. I think he's terrific.
What about Darlene's sister? What's her name?
Diane. Well, as I said, she isn't very talented musically. She's more academic. She's an excellent student. But Mr. Altham encourages her just as much.
He must know his students very well.
That's his greatest strength as a teacher. He knows all of them individually.
He obviously likes them.
I think I know his secret. He loves music.
What do you mean?
He loves music, and he wants everyone else to love it, too. He works very hard to get children to love music.
That's what teaching is all about, isn't it?
I think so. If you love something, you'll try that much harder to be good at it.
Of course you can love something and not be good at it.
True. That reminds me of another thing Mr. Altham does well. He encourages students to go as far as they can, but then he lets them go on to other things. After all, music isn't everybody's love.
Послушаем дополнительное предложение, выражающее восхищение. Обратите внимание, что в первых 2 предложениях восхищение высказывается посредством прилагательных. В других предложениях используется выражение, обозначающее действие, отражающее восхищение.
I think he's terrific. Isn't he the greatest? He's encouraged her all the way. He works very hard to get children to love music. He doesn't put too much pressure on the children.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и мной во время пауз.
I think he's terrific.
I think he's terrific.
Isn't he the greatest?
Isn't he the greatest?
He encouraged her.
He encouraged her.
He doesn't put too much pressure on his students.
He doesn't put too much pressure on his students.
Попробуем высказать восхищение людьми, о которых Мартин упоминает в следующих вопросах.
How did your mother help you as a child?
She encouraged me.
Why did you like your favorite teacher?
He doesn't put too much pressure on his students.
Why did you like some older person in your life?
My grandfather was the greatest.
That was very nice. I'm sorry Sue won't be able to study with Mr. Altham.
Yes, that's too bad. I hope the new person is very good.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительные. Карьера.
Career. Career.
Группа, в данном случае ансамбль, оркестр.
Group. Group.
Антракт, перерыв.
Intermission. Intermission.
Давление, нажим.
Pressure. Pressure.
Глаголы. Восхищаться.
To admire. To admire.
Поощрять. Поддерживать.
To encourage. To encourage.
Уходить на пенсию.
To retire. To retire.
Прилагательные. Известный, выдающийся.
Distinguished. Distinguished.
Свежий.
Fresh. Fresh.
Впечатляющий, производящий глубокое впечатление.
Impressive. Impressive.
Чудесный, удивительный, изумительный.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Замечательный, необыкновенный.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
Особый.
Special. Special.
Захватывающий, волнующий.
Thrilling. Thrilling.
Живой, оживленный.
Lively. Lively.
Выражение «хорошо учиться».
To be academic-minded. To be academic-minded.
Находиться под глубоким впечатлением.
To be impressed. To be impressed.
Им везет, им повезло.
They are lucky. They are lucky.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 102-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы расскажем об изложении событий прошлого и вернемся к теме «Как говорить о прошлом». Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Парикмахерская.
Барбершоп.
Бар.
Бар.
Сарай.
Barn.
Ванна.
Bath.
Урожай, культура.
Crop.
Утка.
Duck.
Жатва.
Harvest.
Наемный работник.
Hired hand.
Техника.
Machinery.
Надворная постройка.
Outbuilding.
Свинья.
Pig.
Развлечение, в этом случае спорт.
Pleasure.
Плуг.
Plow.
Водопровод.
Plumbing.
Насос.
Pump.
Овца.
Sheep.
Печь.
Stove.
Трактор.
Tractor.
Транспорт, средство передвижения.
Transportation.
Принять ванну.
To bathe.
Воссоздать.
To recreate.
Хранить.
To store.
Сельский универмаг.
General store.
Керосиновый.
Kerosene.
Свободное время, досуг.
Leisure.
Общение.
Social life.
Склад.
Storage.
Корыто.
Wash tub.
Совершенно необходимо.
Extremely important.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.